Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays, 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. Tuesday, 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And Wednesday, 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, go to their website, OKCWest.com, or call them 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
Sometimes reaching your healthy, active goals can be like climbing a tall mountain. But making progress simply starts with one step. Invite one friend to play a game. Break into a spontaneous dance party once in a while. Learn a cool new activity and practice it to get better. One new move a week is all it takes, and soon you'll come out on top. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
Well, the strength in the Castle Complex did not stem from higher cash trading due to no activity other than the distribution of show lists. Cash trading was not expected and may also not take place today. The only positive fundamental aspect yesterday was the slight increase of 32 cents for select cuts. Increases in boxed beef have been few and far between over the past weeks. Choice cuts continue to decline, though, at $3.18 lower yesterday. The general aspect of the market was the fact that futures were oversold and short covering was triggered, moving prices higher, erasing the losses of last week. Hog futures started out slightly lower and then went downhill from there, resulting in triple-digit losses. The chart gaps in October, December, and February were quickly filled, but that didn't stem the selling tide. The market needed to correct the overbought condition, both technically and fundamentally. Cash and cutouts had not supported the sharp rally last week, and a correction was needed. Cash was again lower on the National Direct Afternoon Report, down 91 cents. Solidly lower wheat prices overnight with losses led by Kansas City, which is now down double digits early today. Like corn, most wheat contracts saw both sides of unchanged yesterday, supported by the rally in global wheat values, but conscious of the big rally U.S. futures have been enjoying the last week. The back end of the curve did see better buying, which could also be in response to the rallying fertilizer prices. In addition, details continue to be spilled about the possible Russian export quotas. Easier corn prices overnight as the sideways lower trend continues following the highs put in on report day last week. Corn prices saw both sides of trade yesterday, supported by rallying ethanol prices as crude oil made another round of fresh highs. Mixed to weaker trade in the soy complex overnight, following through on yesterday's selling, with November soybeans attempting to close lower for the fourth straight session. Soybean oil has shaken early losses to trade higher by as much as 1% in the December contract. Futures in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, October 7th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Channel 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. 15,800 head to sell, 2,700 yearling steers, 2,300 yearling heifers, 5,200 weaned calves, 3,600 calves on cows, and over 600 bred stock. All the auction details available at SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 1-800-422-2222.
On the livestock futures, October live cattle up 222, 122.62. December up 285, 128.05. October feeder cattle up 225, 155 even. November's up 212, 155.02. October hogs down $1.50 at 90.80. Kansas City wheat, December down 5.25, 754.25. March down 4.5, 762. Chicago wheat, December up 1.25 at 756.5. March up 2.25, 768.25. December corn down 3/4 at 540.75. March unchanged, 549.75. November soybeans down 10.75, 1235.75. January's down 10.25, 1246.25.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.